So it's Thursday the 25th of October 2012. I'm just crossing the road here, so I'm just going to be vigilant, make sure that I don't get run over. Yeah, so it's Thursday, and I would normally go to Wetherspoons on a Thursday for the Curry Club, and I was planning to go into London tonight. That was the plan. I thought, well, we've only been 20 minutes away, I'll head into London, but for some reason I just decided against it at the last minute. Instead of turning right, I carried on up to my digs, parked up outside the digs for about 5 minutes, realised I didn't have any dinner, realised that I needed to eat something, couldn't for the life of me think of where I wanted to go. The only place I could think of was going to Wetherspoons for the curry on a Thursday. Just made a quick decision, sod it, I'm going to head into Windsor, hence why I'm here. I'm going to be working in Windsor for the next 8 weeks, so I thought now's as good a time as any to go and scout it out, check it out. So I'm currently walking along the side of a road. There's an avenue of trees to my right. You can probably just make out, or you won't now because there's none around, but there's just a couple of runners running past. They're running through the leaves. This avenue of trees is leading right up to Windsor Castle. I can see look Windsor Castle in the distance there. It's beautiful. It's a lot bigger than I thought it was. But these trees, they're all the same. I don't know. They've got like a yellowy leaf to them at the moment because it's autumn, obviously. And the leaves are falling. And there's a blanket of leaves. You can probably hear them under my feet. But this avenue's just totally coated them, and everyone's running up and down through them. It's really nice. Yeah, it's quite a pleasant place to be at the moment, and I'm quite jealous. I wish I was out running. I can think of a lot worse places to go running. They look like there's some sort of running club, but they're all quite young, and might be like a college or a university thing. Eton's just up the road, so you never know, they could be from Eton. Sorry, just got distracted there. But yeah, Windsor's very posh. Poshest place I've ever been to be honest. And I'd say that there's no undesirables. There's no sort of like fringe. It's all pretty consistent. You go to somewhere like, you know, Chester or York or Worcester, all very nice, but they all have these little pockets of undesirability. You know, you don't have to go far and you see some little cheap kebab house. Another group of runners just jogging past there. But not here, no, it's all, haven't seen one kebab house yet. Oh, and they've all stopped. That whistle must be interval training. I don't see anyone being sick, unlike me. Yeah, so I know, it looks quite grueling, quite punishing. Everyone's got their hands on the hips, so they're obviously pushing themselves quite hard. But yeah, that's enough for me anyway. It's just an initial Windsor ramble. I'm sure there'll be many more over the next couple of weeks. I'm going to go find my car now and head back to the digs, so over and out. Oh yeah, but just before I go, I'd say one thing I did see. Oh, they're all running again. This is one thing I did see was up by Windsor Castle is like a letterbox, and obviously, you know, Windsor Castle, tourist destination, people sending postcards or whatever, letters, you know, and then someone's gone up to the postbox and written Tory sex scandal cover up on the letterbox. So as people go to post it, probably Tories, I'm expecting a lot of Tories in the area, and as they go to post their letters, they'll see this daubed on it. It's obviously some sort of Jimmy Savile BBC protest, looks quite fresh, looks like a current bit of graffiti. Don't know what the thinking was behind putting it at the Windsor Castle letterbox, but they've probably strategically gone up to certain letterboxes and written the same thing. It's probably one in Eton. Expect if you go up to Richmond in Yorkshire, there'll be one there. I don't know. Some kind of like campaign, anti-Tory campaign, but yeah, don't know what they're getting at there. Maybe the Tories, you know, in the 80s when Savile was a big celebrity, maybe they were part of the cover-up. I'm sure we'll find out. Anyway, over and out.